In 2011, she's going to cast a role of Lois Lane, the Superman's girlfriend in the new Superman series. Meanwhile, she's going to act in a film adapted from the Nobel Prize works, On the Road. She's one of the famous leading actresses in Hollywood. Fame and fortune is near at hand. 2011年，她将在新超人系列中出演超人女友路易斯莱恩。同年，她也将在由诺奖获奖作品改编的电影《在路上》中饰演女主角。她是好莱坞的一线女星，名和利触手可及。But just several years ago, things were rather different. What am I going to do? I'm already 30. What kind of life is waiting? What's the true destination? Hold on or just quit? She was kind of desperate housewife after turning 30 with little reputation. 但是几年前，三十岁依然寂寂无名的她，如同绝望主妇，怒吼道：我到底该怎么做？我要的是哪种生活？幸福究竟在何方？我到底是该坚持还是放弃？ Before leaving, she made a bet on herself. She went to a large-scale screen test, which required singing, dancing, and playing skills. No hope at all, she thought so, among the 300 competitors. But the moment came, and she won the role known as a princess in the Disney film, Enchanted. 在退出前，她给自己赌了一把。她参加了一个既唱又跳还要会演的角色的大规模试镜，这次似乎与此前许多次试镜并无差别。300个演员苦苦地争夺一个角色，但凭借全面的才华，她赢得了这个角色。她将在迪士尼的电影《魔法奇缘》中饰演一位童话公主。Then her day came and got the first career tackle at such an age of 33. Following that,She got 3 Oscar nominations and more chances of acting. No more rents, she smiled to herself. She is Amy Adams. 她的事业高峰终于在33岁高龄时到来。她获得了三项奥斯卡提名以及出演更多影片的机会。我再也不用担心自己的房租了，她非常开心地笑了。她就是大器晚成型代表女星艾米·亚当斯。Amy was born in a not-rich family. With her beauty, she was able to be employed as a waitress easily in any famous restaurants or even married a sugar daddy. But she struggled to come all the way to Hollywood with a desire of acting and dancing. Meanwhile, she got the chance of acting in a new TV series.
艾米出生在一个不算富裕的家庭里，天生丽质的她很轻易地便能在各种高档餐厅做女招待。甚至榜上大款，但是艾米凭借对舞蹈和表演的热爱，毅然决定向好莱坞进军。同时，她也得到了在电视台的新剧饰演主角的机会。
This TV series, kind of now Gossip Girl, was banned by the authority at the time, but Amy's role, similar to Blair, was rather attractive. In fact, during her fighting year, she received such bad news for more than once.Life seems to play jokes always, especially in 22, after a performance in Catch Me If You Can, she still remained the same. The director Steven Spielberg said, She should have got huge success, but nothing changed.
可是这部类似于如今风靡全球的绯闻女孩却在当时被禁播了。但是艾米所扮演的类似布莱尔的角色依然可圈可点。在她奋斗的岁月里，电视台不仅一次又一次耍了他，命运也时常捉弄他。尤其在2002年的大热影片《猫捉老鼠》后，艾米依然没有红起来。那本该是他事业的起步，斯皮尔伯格后来说道。但影片上映后，他几乎还是和以前一样。
Anxious for her future in this field, and with few invitations for new roles, Amy was so depressed.What's more, she was going to be 30. It was 10 years already she was in Hollywood. Hesitations, doubts, and depression seized her. Then she began to think about living. But thanks for her waiting and challenging for the last chance, we don't lose the talented actress at last.
艾米不禁开始担心自己的前程。在好莱坞追梦10年， 他已经不知不觉步入三十，可是新片邀约却那么少的可怜。由于怀疑和失望紧紧缠住了他，也许真的到了退出的时候了。可是最后一点不甘，最后一次挑战终于得到了回报，我们没有失去这位才华横溢的女演员，即使她已不再年轻。